Welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we continued in our series called Beyond the Shallows, where we are looking at the life of the Apostle Peter and how Jesus called him from being a fisherman to become a fisher of men. And we know Peter, on this side of the cross, became this incredible leader, the leader of the early church, someone who wrote two amazing books of the Bible that you and I get to have today, and it really encouraged us in the midst of struggle. But what we looked at in this particular passage was kind of the dark moment. See, Jesus learned, or Jesus taught Peter to follow him, and Peter learned to follow one step at a time. That, you know, he took that one step forward and one step back, and he struggled at times. And, you know, he had just come off kind of the worst time of his life where he had denied Christ three times after saying out loud in front of everyone, you know, even if these other guys leave, I'm never going to leave you. I'll go to prison and death. And Jesus said, actually, you're going to deny me three times. And that's exactly what happened. So now Jesus has risen from the dead. He's already run into Peter and talked to him. But Peter's like, you know, I'm going fishing. You know, the implication there is he's going back to his business, and he takes several of the guys to go fishing, and they don't catch anything all night. A guy on the side of the shore says, hey, throw the nets over this way. They get their nets full of fish, 150 large fish, and John leans over and says, it's the Lord. Peter jumps in the water and swims for shore. They end up having breakfast together, and in front of everybody, after breakfast, Jesus says this to Peter. When they'd finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my lambs. And Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, take care of my sheep. A third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him a third time, do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. I bring it up because, you know, for Peter to become this guy who's the leader of the early church, for Peter to become, you know, the person who has such incredible faith that he writes two of the most amazing books of the New Testament that really encourage people when they're in the midst of suffering, because Peter understood all of that. He had to get through this moment. You know, his faith was stuck. He felt a tremendous amount of shame, I'm sure. He probably lost all credibility with his friends, the closest people to him. And Jesus publicly comes to him and restores him. But he goes to that moment and deals with it. And the thing is, a lot of us, I think, when we make mistakes, when we have flaws in our life, we don't want to sit in those things. It's just too painful. Shame is like that. You know, you and I were not made for shame. That is not something we were supposed to experience. But as a result of the fall of mankind and as sin entered the world, we experience that shame. Peter is experiencing that kind of shame. And Jesus comes to him and says, hey, do you love me? He says it three times, and if you've been around church long enough, you know that what Jesus asked the first two times was, do you love me with a commitment that's higher than any other? You know, he said, do you agape me? And, Peter answered, not agape, he answered phileo, which is kind of brotherly love. Now, that's where we get that term. So he's saying, look, do you agape me? And Peter's like, I phileo you. Do you agape me? I phileo you. So finally, Jesus on the third time says, look, do you really phileo me? And Peter couldn't really answer. He's like, you know all things. He was hurt. But that's exactly what Jesus was doing. He was going to the root of what it is that hindered Peter. He was going to that shame. He's going into that moment. He was letting him deal with that moment. He asked him three times, the same amount of times that he was, denied. Dealing with that shame. And I think it's important that if you and I are going to get past our the things that hinder us, our shameful moments, the things that we feel like disqualify us, we need to recognize that Jesus paid for those things. But he didn't sweep them under the rug. He deals with them. And sometimes he has to work through those things in our life and help us to understand that he is the Lord of all things, and he is the great forgiver. He's the one who restores. And that's the beauty of this passage, is that he restored Peter. He told him, feed my sheep, feed my lambs, tend my sheep. He gave him purpose. I wonder if this is exactly what is necessary for people like you and I, that we need to recognize that God has a purpose for us even in our brokenness. I heard a guy say one time that it's broken people that make the best leaders. Well, that was Peter. And it really comes from the work that Christ did in his life. And we, if we're going to get past those flawed moments, we need Christ to enter into those moments with us. We need to hear his healing touch and his love. and allow him to do that surgery in our hearts to kind of clean us out and make us ready to be useful. God, I pray that you would work in those things in our life to help us to understand that you are the God of glory, and yet you sacrificed your life to pay the penalty for our sin. Lord, so thank you for dealing with us in a way that is appropriate and full of grace and mercy. Lord, make us useful to you. I ask that in your Son's name. Amen. Take a second wherever you're at and just talk to the Lord. Till next time, God bless.